This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I have two shotguns at home. I can't, it's a long story, but I'm not opposed to guns.
Let's see. This thing ain't loaded. Nabbit.
Whoosh. The bullet out of an AR-15 travels five times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun.
Watch that.
It's a machine gun.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What is at stake? It's not just about inflation and economics and gas prices. It is about the soul of our democracy.
All right, daytime Emmy.
What is wrong with demanding for an easy...
I continue to hope that people will...
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Good afternoon, everyone. The toll-free number, if you'd like to join us, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. There's been a meeting going on today for the last few hours at the in the Boston City Council chambers, Boston City Hall. And if I had to come up with a soundtrack for a 60s album for this meeting, it would be from Sly and the Family Stone. There's a riot going on. They've been having to clear the gallery with people screaming and yelling at each other. It ended with a brawl outside the council chambers. The cops had to clear. The cops called for backup. That's how out of control it was. There was a black woman, one of the city councilors, said, "How the bleep do I get some respect in here?" And everybody's saying, "Maybe you don't use the F bomb on the council floor." Is that for starters? You know, I come from the days of Dapper O'Neill and Freddie Langone, and the most I ever heard before happy hour in the offices was the P word. This was crazy stuff today. We're going to be talking about this as the afternoon goes on. Ricardo Arroyo, the candidate for Suffolk County District Attorney, he was basically blown up today. His campaign, they printed some emails that he may or may not. He denies sending them to this woman who claims she was attacked by him, sexual assault allegations. They were printed in full. Well, they were redacted, obviously, in the paper, and all of his support evaporated today, including the fake Indian, the mayor, Mayor Wu, Mr. Frosty, the U.S. Senator, Ayanna Pressley, the squad member who's married to the jailbird. They all checked out. Yeah. Hey, Eddie. Go back to Taiwan, okay? You get into a lot less trouble in Taiwan than you get into meddling in Boston City politics. You're from Malden. What a mess. What a mess. 844-500-4242. I wrote a column today. It's only posted on the internet. You can see it at HowieCarrShow.com. Massachusetts' Wall of Shame. Taylor did a good job getting all the pictures from Ricardo Arroyo, the guy who's now been accused of sexual harassment when he was a high school student, some females. We got a nice picture of all of the people who endorsed him, most of whom have now unendorsed him. But we've got it up there, and I talked about it. It took a week after the first story broke for them to walk away from him.
I unintentionally left out Joe Kennedy, but you were fairly forgiving to him in your...
Well, he got Joe Kennedy was one of the first people to desert Ricardo Arroyo. And, you know, it must have hurt the family. It's because the family tradition, I mean, Ricardo was operating well in the Kennedy family tradition there when he was, Uncle Teddy, Great Uncle Jack, Grandfather Bobby, going back to great-great-grandfather Joe, they all had these kind of problems.
Ricardo Arroyo liked waitress sandwiches?
I was thinking, well, no, I don't know if he, no, I don't know about that, but he was a very an Uncle Teddy type of guy from what I can see. And then there's the other brother, Ricardo's brother, Felix, who's also a former Boston city councilor. He's suing somebody in City Hall. Somebody in City Hall is suing him. He was fired by the former mayor, who's now the Secretary of Labor for touching everything but the third rail, allegedly. I mean, it just goes on. And the father is the register of probate in Suffolk County, and he wears a big straw hat, a big Panama hat. He went down to Venezuela for, I don't know, 6-8 months one time. He was on the city payroll, the county payroll. It's just a mess. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on, and it's just out of control. But we'll be talking more about that, and we'll try to get some sound a little bit later. But we can't do any live sound, obviously, the way things are going, because we have FCC licenses to deal with here. 844-500-4242. We got a lot to get to here today. And then the FBI. I posted last night this story when it came out at 9 o'clock. I didn't post it. I tweeted it out. And then so the Biden people come back. Oh yeah. Cause he's a Democrat, obviously. And it's okay. Democrats, they believe all women as long as the women are accusing Republicans. You know that. Brett Kavanaugh does it. They still believe Julie Swetnick and Christine Blasey Ford, even though they've been debunked for years. When a woman, whether it's Tara Reid or Paula Jones or Juanita Broderick with Bill Clinton, they don't believe anything. You can have DNA samples, as Monica Lewinsky did, and they still don't believe you. So. So it's just, I don't know. I'll let me just move on from that. 844-500-4242. And I want to get into today. There's a lot of news. The average age of Americans at death continues to decline. It keeps going down. And the New York Times story is blaming COVID and, you know, the increase in overdoses and diseases that weren't treated. I think it's more other things than COVID. And, you know, and the fact is that, of course, this is happening under Joe Biden. So, of course, there's absolutely no mention of Joe Biden.
What's that all about?
Yeah. Now, what do we think how do we think the New York Times would have been portraying it had Donald Trump still been president? Donald Trump's America. This is the greatest year-to-year decline in life expectancy since the roaring 20s, when people were reduced to drinking wood alcohol because of prohibition.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
They are. But anyway, so speaking of which, last night, so I post this story, about blowing up Ricardo Arroyo and the emails that somebody had sent to these victims. And so one of the Biden voters posts underneath, oh yeah, what about this? And they have this picture of these documents nicely spread out on a floor, and they all say top secret on them. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, what the hell is this? What does this mean? And like I said, in my office, I have unlimited numbers of top secret documents just from covering federal trials. And I mean, that doesn't mean they're top secret. That just means they were introduced into evidence. And again, everything is, you know, if I had a stamp, I could stamp this top secret. This is the cut sheet for the show today. Though, I mean, I could stamp it top secret. It wouldn't mean it was top secret. And you know, once the trial, once you've been through discovery and the trial has started, all this stuff goes into the public record. Or nobody cares about it anymore. You know, it's tops the motorcade route from PBI, Palm Beach International, to Mar-a-Lago is top secret, I guess, or classified or whatever, until he arrives at Mar-a-Lago, and then it doesn't matter, right? I mean, they're making literally a mountain out of a molehill. This is ridiculous. What's going on here? And And I don't think that they're gonna be able to pull this off myself. I mean, they may try, but I mean, how can you talk about criminal charges against Donald Trump for doing a lot less than Hillary Clinton did? When Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, he's a former president. If it was so dire and so imperative to get these documents back, why did they wait a year and a half? Why did they get the warrant from this Obama donor named Reinhardt, this judge magistrate, on a Friday and wait until Monday morning to execute the search warrant? You know, why was there any need for a search warrant anyway? Why didn't they just call the lawyer? There's nobody there in Mar-a-Lago except a skeleton staff and a couple of Secret Service agents in the off season. It's ridiculous. There was no need for any of this, but they're grasping at straws before the midterms. I'm telling you, they're in an Operation Demoralize, as William Jacobson at Legal Insurrection termed it today. They're trying to depress the Republican turnout. 844-500-4242. And they somehow think that, bringing up abortion, bringing up Donald Trump is going to make people forget the price of gasoline, the price of electricity. You know, California just passed this new law, or just went into effect to eliminate all gasoline fueled cars by 2035, only electric cars. They did this on what? Monday? And yesterday, or Tuesday, or Tuesday, they issued a statement saying that, we're going to have blackouts and brownouts, so please don't recharge your electric vehicle between the hours of 4 and 9 p.m. I mean, I think that's probably prime refueling time, 4 and 9 p.m. But this is when it's 5-10% of the vehicle fleet. What's it going to be like when it's 100%? 844-500-4242. 917 says, forget the documents. I demand investigation of the rug that they're spread out on. No, they were spread very nicely. Like, you know, you don't throw documents on the floor and they end up in that way, in that order. Anyway, we'll be right back. 844-500-4242. A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. Instead of the traditional flowers or candy, he asked if I could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Have you thought about buying someone the Thunderstorm Air Purifier as a gift? I can tell you, it's what people really want. Paul Rizzo, our insurance guy, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are, number 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, musty basement smells, or anything else. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. Number 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift like I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Our invitation to both Massachusetts Republican candidates for governor, Jeff Deal and Chris Doty, remain open. We'd love to do a debate before the end of the week. The primary is next Tuesday, and we can set it up. Chris Doty has already accepted the invitation. Jeff Deal, crickets. Jeff, you can run, but you can't hide. And Gonna keep asking for this, asking for a debate, another debate, one final debate. Jeff has turned down 9 invitations to debate across the state. Chris has turned down 1 invitation. The only debate they've had was here. I think both of them agreed it was fair. So we would like to hear from Jeff Deal, and would like to set up the debate. Can I do it tomorrow night? We can actually do it tonight at 6 if they want to get in here. But I'm not holding my breath. And I'm reading a text now from Frank Phillips. He's retired from the Globe, but used to work with me at the Herald. Buzz among seasoned GOP operatives. One-time long shot Chris Doty is coming on. Could upset party Trump-endorsed Jeff Deal in Tuesday Gov primary. Not good news for Mara Healey. Could be a tough fight in general. Doty is moderate, wealthy, self-funded. This was Frank Phillips said this today. I checked today. There's been 70,000 mail-in ballots that were Republican ballots, which is huge, just absolutely huge. And probably the vast majority of those are unenrolled voters, because there are 6 times as many unenrolled voters as there are Republicans in the state, 60% unenrolled, 10% Republican, 29-27, something like that, Democrat. And that adds up to close to 100%. But most mail-in voters would tend to be more moderate. So this race is pretty close, I think. And it would behoove Jeff to get in here and try to defend his positions. And it's not a good look to be dodging debates. It's just not. But anyway, I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Now listen closely, because this is a trick poll question. May confuse some people out there. Which Republican does Mara Healey want to run against more in the general election, Jeff Deal or Chris Doty?
I'm going to say she wants to run against Jeff Deal.
69% say Jeff Deal.
All right. 844-500-4242. 508, why is Deal turtling? I guess that means hiding. I don't know. You got to ask him. I mean, he needs to come out and face the music and debate. I mean, if he say he wins next week, I mean, and then he demands debates from Mara Healey, what is she going to say? She's going to say, hey, you wouldn't debate Chris Doty. Why the hell should I debate you? I got a 30-point lead. You know, I mean, it's not a good look to run away from debates. Sal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Howie. I agree with you that this whole thing with Trump is just to try to suppress the Republican vote for the midterms. And then you mentioned, the gas prices and the inflation. But how about the fact of basically all the lockdowns and the mandates and the businesses that they ruined? If there's not a red wave just based on that alone to send a message to the Democrats, then we're in trouble.
I agree. You know, I was talking to someone today, Sal, and he said, you know what's even worse than the deaths, the havoc caused by COVID, is that people don't want to work anymore. That it's just destroyed the work ethic of tens, if not hundreds of millions of Americans. And I think that's true. It really is terrible. And, this country's got to get back on track. And they've got to halt these welfare programs. They're paying people so much more not to work. People have gotten used not to work, and that's why you can't hire people now. They've just told you don't have to be Protestant to have the Protestant work ethic, but it really helps to have the Protestant, what they used to call the Protestant work ethic. You know, if you want to work, you can most likely get out of whatever kind of jams or socioeconomic problems that you were born into. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to give us a call here on the Howie Carr Show. And with us now is Grace with the news.
Hello, Howard. So Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania yesterday.
Yes.
And he was stumping for a few people. One of those people was John Fetterman, who's running for Senate against Dr. Oz. And Dr. Oz is, you were just talking about people dodging debates. Dr. Oz is challenging John Fetterman to a debate, which he has declined to do. Now the media narrative has shifted to Dr. Oz is pouncing on the fact that John Fetterman does not want to debate him.
That's my version of a pounce for the TV audience and the Rumble audience.
And I do have to point out that Fetterman, sadly, had a stroke a few weeks ago, and he's been recovering from it. But this argument that he shouldn't have to debate because of it, and yet he can hold office, doesn't really add up. Because when Trump was president, I remember it was totally fine to question whether or not someone had the fitness, whether it be, you know, cognitive or physical health, to take over an
office.
Remember
the obesity?
Right.
Debates? He's not 239 pounds. Oh, you're making that up, Dr. Jackson.
They were asking about his waistline. They were asking about all sorts of things. But then now you have a man who's recovering from a stroke. And like I said, we all hope that he gets better. And you can't even say, well, should he be taking on this very, very high stress job if he can't
and the guy have who came, went to Pennsylvania to endorse him, we played the cut yesterday, he doesn't even know what office he's running for. He thinks Fetterman is running for governor.
I'm sure Dr. Oz loved hearing Joe Biden's comments about Fetterman, because that was a great reason to vote for Dr. Oz. I mean, I agree with people who are going to have to hold their noses, but this isn't really a hard choice. Well,
please. Elect the Attorney General of the Senate.
I can't believe they're cheering. He's getting all these names wrong.
Elect that big old boy to be governor.
Can we hear from the big old boy, Fetterman? Let's hear from the big old boy. Cut number two.
What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of their income, a path to a safe place for them to win, or excuse me, to work?
It's really sad, and I say this genuinely. Like, if someone is in poor health, if someone is struggling to recover from something, their family should pull them aside and say, "It's okay. Like, you don't need to do this. You know, you can back down." Is it worth it seeing your family member up there struggling like
the,
that?
The Bidens
exactly
didn't care.
And you know who got in so much trouble for that was Rachel Campos Duffy, because she kept saying, how could Jill Biden do this to her husband? You're supposed to have your husband's back. You're supposed to protect him. And she sent him out there to be made a fool of. And I think the same thing about this. It's like, if this man is struggling with his health, then is someone in there have a little bit of compassion for him? Clearly not.
Power, Henry Kissinger said, is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Yes. Good quote. Biden takes heat for spending 40% of his days in office on vacation.
I wish he spent 100% of his time on vacation. I am not looking forward to the speech tomorrow night in the city of brotherly love, where he's going to engage in anything but brotherly or sisterly or motherly love.
Oh, the Soul of the Nation speech?
Yes.
How many Soul of the Nation speeches has he given?
I don't need to hear anything about soul.
Me either.
From Joe bleeping Biden.
He had this unbelievable tweet. I don't have it in front of me, but the first half of it was calling out the, you know, MAGA Republicans and, you know, all of us credulous boomer rubes and how bad we are. And the second part is that the Democrat path is one towards unity. So in the same tweet, he's vilifying half the country, and then he's telling us that he's the one who's going to unify us.
One of the VIPs in here today has just been saying that, you know, whatever they accuse us of doing, that's what they're doing. I mean, we've talked about it for for 6 years now. It started the day after the election. It's called projection.
Yeah, their projection's just getting a lot less subtle.
And, you know the National Review had a great editorial today. I'm not a big Rhino National Review fan, but they had a great editorial about the FBI and their endless investigations and how it just has to be totally gutted at this point. And they said, and they made a really good point, which I'd never thought of, that everything, all of the fever dreams that the Democrats have about Donald Trump, it's Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
You know, prostitutes, selling out the country, just general dissipation and corruption and total greed.
Yeah.
And shakedowns. Everything they've ever accused Trump of is right there on the laptop. And they tried to suppress the real evidence.
Yeah, and then if you look at today's example of projection, you have Eric Swalwell, who's, you know, crying wolf over these documents strewn on the floor at Mar-a-Lago and how bad this is for national security. And these are documents that are meant to protect the troops. You're either with the troops or you're with Trump. And meanwhile, you're thinking to yourself, isn't he the one who had the relationship with a Chinese spy?
He was literally in bed with the Red Chinese.
Yeah. But he's going to lecture us
her
about
name,
the importance
her name
of national
was
security.
Fang Fang.
Thou doth protest too much, Swalwell? Like, who else is going to give us lectures on national security? Dianne Feinstein?
She only had a Chinese communist driver for many years.
Yes. FBI agents say Director Christopher Wray has got to go and that he's lost control of the agency.
I think we've been saying that for a number of years.
A lawyer representing the FBI whistleblower said, I'm hearing from FBI personnel that they feel like the director has lost control of the bureau. He told the Washington Times, they're saying, how does this guy survive? He's leaving. He's got to
leave.
How
does he survive? He's doing their bidding. He's part of the deep state. He's a comrade.
The FBI agents are telling me they have lost confidence in Wray. All Wray does is go in and say, we need more training and we're doing stuff about it or we will not tolerate it. Also, here's an update for everyone. In case you haven't been following this story, the Finnish prime minister is in trouble because there were photos taken and videos of her dancing at a party. It's like a party scandal. She was, you know, a little risque. She's a dancing fool. And Hillary Clinton decided that this was a great time for her to post photos of herself dancing because she likes to make everything about herself. She's very Obama-esque in that way. So she posts photos of herself dancing.
You know, the worst thing, the tweet. You're talking about this tweet?
Yes.
She quotes Ann Richards on the subject of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. I mean, how many generations back do we have to go? Talk about dating yourself.
I know.
I mean, you know, when you get to be a certain age, and I'm not as old as Hillary, you have to watch out. You know?
Well, you have us, though. We'll tell you when you date yourself.
Yeah. Would you ever want me to put out a tweet where I said, as Ann Richards used to say of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers?
No. You know what I would say to you if you had me write up that tweet, which we've had before? You'll say, okay, so Grace, type in, as Ann Richards used to say, I would say to you, this is already too long. Nobody cares. This is you're losing the crowd, Howie.
Ann Richards, by the way, for those of you out there in the TV radio land, was the former governor of Texas, and she famously said that George W. Bush, who defeated her for the governorship when she was an incumbent, said George Bush was born on third and thought he hit a triple, which I thought was a very good line, but it didn't save her in the election. You get it, Grace?
Yeah, no, I get it. You're kind of going into Hillary Clinton territory right now.
No, I'm trying to explain stuff. I think it's the one memorable line that I can recall.
Well, my update for this is not Hillary Clinton. My update for you is that someone else, another narcissist in politics, is getting in on this by posting a video of herself dancing. Can you guess who it would be?
AOC?
Yep. AOC also.
Well, I've seen her dancing before on videos. She's dancing across the one of the roofs of the dorms at BU on Commonwealth Avenue.
She said, elected officials who dance, we're here for it at Marissa Sanna.
Oh, so maybe she's just posted the old video.
Or Marin
BU.
Sanna, sorry. No, I think this was a new one.
Sanna Marin, I think it is.
Santa Marin, yes. And she posted a winky face emoji. But it's like, enough. Why is this all about them? Like, who cares? You have to make the Finnish prime minister's dancing scandal about yourself.
If you're AOC, you sure do.
Yeah. And last but not least, MSNBC in shambles as their new primetime host, Alex Wagner's ratings tumble. So Alex Wagner was stepping in for Rachel Maddow, who now only does one show a week.
I feel like Mumbles Menino. Who Alex Wagner?
Alex Wagner tonight has averaged 1.6 million viewers through 2 weeks.
How about Alex Wagner last night?
In comparison, the Rachel Maddow show averaged 2.6 million viewers over that 2 week span, as Wagner lost more than 30% of Maddow's audience.
We had a cut a couple of days ago. We should probably get that cut when we talk about COVID again. When she's telling people, she's lecturing people to get the shot, so you don't take up a bed at a hospital, you know, from some deserving person who watches MSNBC and is on welfare.
Will anyone have to answer for all those things they told us?
Yeah, no. No one will. No.
The really great cut, Howie, and you weren't here on Monday, but I played a lot of it on my show, was Aaron Rodgers with Joe Rogan talking about the NFL and how they were, you know, trying to manipulate and guilt trip people into getting the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they do. And now again, all these athletes are dropping dead. And or not waking, they go to sleep and they don't wake up. I mean, it's just, and I know we have a problem with fentanyl too, and that this occasionally happens with people who are not in the prime group for dying, demographically. But I mean, there's a lot more people just dropping like flies now, and I think that's part of why the average life expectancy in the U.S. just keeps plummeting.
If we weren't on Rumble, if we were on YouTube, you'd be kicked out of there, man.
That's why
you'd
I'm
be
not,
banned for 2 weeks.
That's why I'm not on YouTube anymore, because I got tired of being banned.
Howie, I'll be back at 4:20 for Hate Mail Monday.
Okay, thank you, Grace. As you know, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow either. My Pillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair and my life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time only, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. That puts the price under $50. What a deal. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. My Pillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet My Pillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever, though. Get your $90 off right now. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
All right, we got a lot of great cheap bastard deals, but I think this is probably our most popular one. And even before I say what it is, I would advise you to get online because they go so fast. This is the 110 Grill. There are over 30 locations in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and New York. You're sure to find a 110 Grill not too far from you. While supplies last, and they won't last long, you can purchase a gift card valued at $50 for just $25. With so many locations, these are going to sell out fast, so get yours now. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store to order your gift cards to the 110 Grill. With us now to tell us more about the 110 Grill and what they have in store is for the fall is Stephen Talley. He's the director of training. Stephen, what's going on at the 110 Grill?
Hi, Howie. Thank you for having me. Well, we've got some new things going on. We're still having our patio season, welcoming everybody in. The best part about our patios are the fact that we have fire pits at most of them. So as the weather does start to get a little cooler, you can still sit out by the fire and still enjoy some time outside while you still can before the dreaded S word comes along. but we do have some great things coming up, including a couple new restaurant openings coming around the corner. We have a gift card season coming up for holidays, but most importantly, we have our fall features are getting ready to hit the deck somewhere about mid to late September. So we're very excited about that.
So where are the new restaurants opening up?
So the next one will be in Hanover, Massachusetts, and then we've got a few lined up: Warwick, Rhode Island, Manchester, Connecticut. We've got a couple in New Hampshire. We're looking pretty good.
All right, where are they in New Hampshire?
So Concord, New Hampshire, and North Conway will be the two newer locations. Ooh. Those will probably kick off early 2023. But we currently have five in New Hampshire: Stratham, New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire, Nashua, West Lebanon, and Rochester.
Yeah, they're all great. We love them, and they're super popular. And whenever I drive by one, wherever I'm driving by, I see the parking lot is always full. It's a great place. What the 802 says, we need a 110 Grill here in Vermont. Put in a good word for us, Captain. Anything go? North Conway is not that far away, but you got any plans for Vermont?
Not in the near future. We do have West Lebanon, which is right on the Vermont border, probably about 40 minutes away from Burlington, but we're right on the Vermont border up there.
All right. So what's selling really well now and for entrees at the 110 Grill?
Well, we have one of our features is the short rib risotto, which happens to just fly off the out of the window pretty regularly. We're selling a good number of those. Our watermelon salad to wrap up the summer is also very, very good, along with our watermelon smash cocktail. In our core menu, probably the most popular thing right now and for the newest core menu item would be our lemon beignets. For a dessert item, they're phenomenal.
Oh, that sounds really good. You know, for most of my life, I never heard of short ribs, and now they've come along, and they're just fantastic. When did short ribs get popular, and where were they before all of my life?
So short ribs, they actually have come around for probably the last 10 years or so, have become extremely popular. They used to be the butcher's unknown cut, and because they are initially tough, they take some slow roasting and some braising to really tender them out. But the moment that they're done braising or slow roasting, they are absolutely out of this world, fall apart tender.
Oh, no kidding.
That will be one of our new features coming up at the back end of September.
Short ribs risotto. That's the two of my favorites right there. That's good. Now you're the director of training. I know you're always looking for new people. Tell people how, if they want a part-time job, full-time job, or a career at the 110 Grill, what should they, or Aviva Trattoria, what should they do?
So all of our restaurants are always hiring. We're always welcoming new people. The best way to do it is to either go into a restaurant and fill out an application. You can also do them online. As far as opportunities go, we always want to hire within or promote from within to increase our culture and to showcase exactly what we're all about. We do have a heightened sense of service. So if you start with us, it's a little easier to understand what our expectations are. But that's not to say we can't teach you anything. We can teach just about everything. We're just looking for great personalities to join our teams. And that is also for Aviva Trattoria as well.
All right. That's great. So go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store, and you can get a $50 gift certificate to the 110 Grill for just $25 right now. And this is a great place if you haven't been, or if you have been by now, and you know how good it is. And again, you just want to put them aside for Christmas too. They're always a great gift. Thank you, Stephen Talley, and the 110 Grill, Short Ribs Risotto. I'm Howie Carr.